Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
Yes, I feel a move of God coming your way. A mighty move of God. Welcome, dear friends. This is the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. And it's Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. And also Evangelist Patricia Benjamin will be with us very shortly. We're so glad that you're listening once again, whether you're listening live or from the archive. It's a mighty move of God, and this is Norman Hutchins.
It's a mighty move of God.
Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Coming. This is Glory United Ministries welcoming you once again to another Thursday morning, the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Now it's going to happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to build that belief. Come on, you say. Looking for your midnight,
looking for your midnight,
turn the sunshine,
turn the sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen,
it's gonna happen.
You wait,
you wait and see.
All things
are possible.
Oh yeah,
that's the lead. Just hold on, change is coming.
I can feel it,
feeling the air,
yeah.
In the atmosphere. Just hold on.
Yes, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah, have mercy. Yes, friends, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Yes, indeed. Sometimes when you look back over your shoulder, you say, Lord, is that the path I've been on? Is that the mountain that I had to climb? Is that the valley that I had to cross? Is that the lake I had to swim? And God says, if I told you that you had to go that route, if I told you what the conflicts were you'd encounter, I don't know if you would have made the journey at what we've gone through, and look at where I've brought you now. Now, friends, this is, brothers and sisters, this is the moment in the Gospel Healing Miracle Hour where I, Dr. Gregory Scott, take the opportunity to offer a prayer not only of blessing, but a prayer for healing. Heavenly Father, we stand before you in this moment. We kneel before you, Lord, and we prostrate ourselves before you. And like the man who sat by the passageway when Jesus went by, and all he asked was, he said, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Lord, we ask that you have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We know that you are worthy. We know that Jesus, your Son, is worthy. And Lord, help us to be worthy in your eyes, because we know that the blessing and the goodness and the kindness that you have shared with us, the spiritual upliftment, the healing, the days of joy, the days of happiness, we all know that those are gifts that you have given us. And Lord, we ask not for ourselves in selfishness. We ask only in gratitude that you continue to bless us and guide us and lift us and lead us in the path of righteousness that you would have us follow. Lord, we have friends who are in distress. We have neighbors who are in distress. We have enemies who are in distress. But Lord, we ask that you bless each and every one of them with the kindness, the virtues, and the mercy which only you can bestow. Lord, we know that some of us are afflicted with healing issues in our bodies, our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms, our shoulders, our hearts, our heads. Lord, we ask that you fill each and every aspect of us with divine healing energy as you will. We know that some of this is required because there are lessons we need to learn, and Lord, we accept those lessons gladly, happily, wholly and completely. And whatever, Lord, you believe that the lessons have been learned, Lord, we ask that you lift from us these trials and tribulations. Lift from us the disease, the discomfort, and restore us, Lord, to the wholeness, happiness, and healthiness that only you can do. Lord, we thank you for the blessings and the grace of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that he died and was born and resurrected, that he was born, died and was resurrected and forgave us our sins so that we might, as his instruments, forgive others. And Lord, with the power that you bestowed upon us by your divine authority, in Jesus' name, we do declare that every individual within the sound of our voice, every individual, Lord, we do declare that they are now healed, whole, and happy, that all disease, Lord, to the extent that they are willing to let go and let God, that all disease, Lord, we declare, is now removed. Lord, we ask that all who are listening be filled with divine holy light. We ask that the anointing which flows through this program be distributed freely, happily, and wholly to all listeners, and even to those who are just thinking about this program, who can't find their way onto the phone, or perhaps can't find on the internet. Lord, we ask that just putting their attention on WGUM, on Glory United Ministries, we ask, Lord, that you flow those blessings and healings to them. These blessings and healings and all that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Calling for your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling for your name, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak, but I'm calling, and I'm calling your name, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Have mercy. Yes, thank you, Lord. And now it is my distinct pleasure to bring to you Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Evangelist, welcome to the show.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Scott. We thank you because today is the day of the Lord. We thank you for his goodness, and we thank you for his kindness and his tender mercies towards us, his children, for we are the Father's children, and it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the things that we desire. So therefore, we will say like Walter Hawkins, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me with no shoes and no food and no clothes, but you saw fit, God, to make a way for me out of your way, because no way would have put me on the street with no place to lay my head. But no way came trucking along, but Jesus said, behold, I stand here at your defense. I have come to your rescue because I am your refuge and your strength. I am your help in the time of trouble. Yes, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. It could have been me. It could have been you. Outdoors with no food and no clothes, no money in our pocket, no friends, no family. But thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. The Bible said, no greater love than this have no man, that he would lay down his life for his friends. The Lord called us his friends. He laid down his life just for you, just for me. And we want to take the time to say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. It could have been. Yeah, we got a whole lot of it could have been this and it could have been that. But thank you, Lord, for all that you done for me. When the enemy came in like a flood and wanted to take my very life from me, but it was you, Lord, who was standing there with your protection, your loving arms around me. It could have been me. Thank you, Lord. I could have lost my mind a long time ago, but it was you, God, who was standing in the gap for me. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Yes, it could have been me. Our God, but how, God, your mercy and your grace. And even if I was outdoors, you were my rock in a weary land. You were my shelter in a time of storm. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. You bled and died to buy my pardon. You were there all the time, waiting patiently to wait on me. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me. It could have been me. The devil said it should have been me, but God said not so. I am the ram in your bush. I am the lion and the tribe of Judah. Oh, Lord, I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. God bless you, listeners. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood, because he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. We are preparing for Easter. I believe it's about the 20th of April, the third Sunday in April, as we, the Christians, are going to celebrate the resurrection. And right now it is Lent season, and we just thank God this is preparation time, where Jesus was preparing to go to Calvary just for you. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have been lost. We would have been consumed by sin. But oh, Jesus, he loved us from afar. And he said, Dad, I'll go down and I'll redeem man back to you. Oh, we thank Jesus for being Jesus. We thank Jesus for loving us that much. The scripture declares, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No, somebody might say, well, I wasn't born when Christ died. But you're in the making. You're in the process. You hadn't come forth yet in the flesh, but you were in the heavenly being. It wasn't until God selected and sent you down through the semen of the Father into the egg of the woman. And the fertilization came forth, and out came somebody like you. However way, it came out like you. And where did it come from? It came from God. So you were there before you came here. And when you leave here, you're going back there. Oh, bless his name. I thank God. That song had stirred my very soul. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I don't know if you were really paying attention to it, but it said it could have been me outdoors. It could have been me with no food and no clothes. It could have been me without a friend. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for all. I know somebody got to thank you in their spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for even the tears that I've shed, because I could be where I didn't have tears to shed. But thank you, God, that my tear ducts haven't dried up and I'm able to cry. That means something, because I don't have tear ducts anymore. Every now and then when I'm under the anointing really heavy, some tears just might come out of my eyes, but not many, because my tear ducts dried up. But to God be the glory. My uncle said I used to cry all the time when I was a little girl, but I'm a grown woman now. I very rarely can shed a tear. Not that I don't want to, but my body won't allow me to. But thank God anyhow. It's hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your troubles get you down. When your troubles or problems come your way, hold your head up high and say, every child of God ought to say hallelujah anyhow, no matter what it looks like. Thank you, Lord, for all. I tell you, I am feasting on that song. I'm not even going to open up my Bible, because I am getting joy bells ringing on the inside, just feasting on that song. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I'm sure every one of us knows someone that have been outdoors with no food, no clothes, no shoes. I know we know someone. And if you don't know someone, I'm sure you've seen someone, because you've seen the people that was in the tsunami. You've seen the folk that was in Katrina. You saw here in New York the people that was in Sandy with no food and no clothes and no shoes. And even they had to say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, because they were yet alive. And when you're alive, the Bible says that there is hope. There is hope, my God, for the living dog, better than the dead lion. There's hope for the living dog, better than a dead lion. So even if they didn't have shoes or clothes or a roof over their head for the moment, they still had their life. And when you got your life, you can get material things. So still say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I had a fire in my apartment, and for the first time in my life, I had become homeless. I couldn't stay in my apartment, and the fire marshal said, you cannot live here. Not now. It's too dangerous. There's too much smoke in the walls, and you cannot stay here, Miss Benjamin. So I left Delaware, and I journeyed to New York to my mother's house, and where I stayed with my mom for the weekend. And as I was leaving to go back home to Delaware on that Monday, I said to my mother, she said to me, she said, God, go with you. And I said, Mama, for the first time, I'm leaving your house and don't know where I'm going to stay tonight. She said, but daughter, God's got it already worked out. And when I got to Delaware, my God in heaven, on my way to Delaware, 200 and some odd miles from Southampton to Delaware, God began to speak to me in my car. My husband was driving the car. And God spoke to me. And he said, when you get there, go to the Red Cross. And I spoke to my husband and I said, we're going to go to Red Cross. He said, they won't help us. I said, well, I'm going anyhow because God said so. Oh, my God. But when I went to Red Cross, all the woman wanted to know, where was the fire? And did the fire marshal come? I said, yes. She said, I'll take care of it. And the fire marshal said, it's condemned. She can't stay there. And they put my husband and I in a hotel. It could have been me. Outdoors with no place to stay. But God had mercy upon me through the Red Cross. See, God had avenues and instruments that he uses to aid us in our crisis, in our time of storm. All God wants you to do is recognize that he is God and that he is able to do what seems impossible. He can fix it. He's already worked it out. As I'm driving from New York to Delaware, God had already worked it out. I went to God, said, Lord, what do I do now? Where do I go from here? Well, I had the words that my mother spoke to me. She said, God, go with you, and God be with you. And then she said, it's going to be all right. Go on back because you have business to take care of. And I tell you, for 15 days, God housed me in the hotel. And on the 16th day, he put me in a condominium. Oh, my God. But it could have been me. I didn't know where I was going to lay my head when I got to Delaware. But God, my God in heaven, who would not want a father like this that would look out for his children in their crisis, in a situation? That's why I love the Lord. Not just for his benefit, but in the book of Proverbs, let us know that it is the Lord who loads us up with benefits daily. Read it. It's in the book of Psalms. You Google it. You find it. I'm not going to keep doing your work for you. You should be familiar with the word of God. But I'll give you the book. It's in the book of Psalms. And it says it's the Lord. That loads us daily with benefits. Ah, my God loaded me with the benefits. 15 days in a hotel. Never slept outside. Not one night. I had a roof over my head. I had food to eat. My clothes weren't destroyed. I had money that the church took up and sent to me for what I may need to have purchased. And then, day 16, God put me in a condo. Oh, bless his name. That's just like a loving father. It is the father's good pleasure to give unto his children great and good things. The Bible says, if you ask God for a fish, he will not give you a stone. And if you ask him for bread, he will not give you a serpent. I believe I'm saying that right. But if not, read it for yourself. If you ask God for bread, he won't give you a stone. And if you ask him for a fish, he won't give you a serpent. So I just covered it any way it goes. You can take it like you want to take it. So if you ask God, God is able to do that, what you asked him to do. I asked God for a roof over my head. And God gave me a roof over my head. Ooh, I'm excited. It could have been me. But I thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Why? Because the move of God, as I'm driving, well, I'm sitting on the other side. As I sat on the other side talking to the Lord, the move of God was already on the way. The change came as I was driving down the turnpike. And when I got to Delaware, God had already fixed it, just like it ought to be. The saints came and said, Sister Pat, what do you need? We got money for you. What else do you need? You need food. What else do you need? What do you need? Clothes. What was lost in the fire? What can we replace? I said, I didn't lose anything. Nothing. One curtain burned and the other one didn't. One cabinet burned and the other one didn't. The picture on the wall, the glass didn't pop in the picture on the wall, but the frame just peeled back like somebody took a knife and peeled it back, and the glass never popped. My sofa never got smoked up. My chairs didn't have to be thrown out. God worked a miracle, but he wanted me to have this testimony that it could have been you. Thank you, Lord, for all he's done for me. That's why it is important, as the psalmist says, to give thanks. Give thanks. Now, let the weak say I am strong. And let the poor say I am rich. For what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Ooh, Jesus, for what the Lord has done. Oh, my God. For us, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. thanks. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give thanks. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. For the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. We got to learn how to give God thanks. We got to give him thanks. Whether the sun is shining or whether the storms are raging in our lives, we got to give God the thanks. Do we understand why sometimes we have these storms? No. I'm talking about the ones in our lives. No. But don't you know, in the end, we're going to come out victorious. We're going to triumph over our storms. And our storms will be our ladders to take us higher in the Lord. Ah, saints of God that is listening, children of God, people of God, brother and sister, give thanks. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Oh, God, for what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. You have been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. For what the Lord has done for us. For what the Lord has done for us. For what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Just lift your hands right where you are and tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks. And I hear the Lord say, give thanks. In your valley situation, give thanks. For I, the Lord thy God, I am able to do what I said I would do. Give thanks. Get your eyes off of the storm that's raging in your life. Get your eyes off of the circumstances. Ah, and I bind again that suicide demon. He's been loosed, and he's on the rampage. Ah, depression. Ah, but if you could just but give thanks and look over your life and see that it could have been you, but God, in his mercy, made a way for you through your crisis. Give thanks. Bless the Lord at all times and give thanks. Let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. For what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. God sent his son, and his son gave his life so that we would have a right to the tree of life. You can look and live, or you can look and die. You don't have to spend eternity in hell. You can spend eternity where Jesus is. Because he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you'll be there too. So wherever Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. So let the weak say, I'm strong. I let the poor, I love it, say, I am rich. For what the Lord you have done for us, give thanks. You be blessed. Stay in Christ. Let no man pluck you out of his hand. But stay with God. Stay in God forever. And I guarantee you, he is your rock in a weary land. Shelter in the time of storm. And I'm not talking about just a house, but shelter your mind, shelter your body, shelter your soul in the time of your storms, in the times of your crisis. God will keep your mind. He said, I will keep you in perfect all whose mind is stayed on me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that was the King Temple Choir featuring Benny Cummings, and I believe that Evander Spearman's voice was probably a part of that as well. Just want to thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being with the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott on behalf of radio station WGUM, Glory United Ministries. I want to thank, express profound appreciation to Evangelist Benjamin for once again bringing us an uplifting and inspiring message. And for those of you who are listening today, I want to remind you that on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, there will be Body, Mind, and Soul, again, featuring Evangelist Patricia Bennett. We're just working that poor lady to death, and she seems to enjoy it. She is clearly God's emissary, and we do appreciate all that she's doing and that all that she's bringing us. What an uplifting and delightful experience. So we're going to end this program right now with a song that we began it with, and that's Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Lord.
Slipping away.
you, Lord, and thank you for listening. This is the radio station WGUM, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, signing off and send out a special greeting to our dear beloved friend, prophetess, preacher, pastor, Handy, and also Evangelist Benjamin. I see that she is still on the line. And so, everyone, thank you so much for listening, whether you're live or coming from the archive.